I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit...
Well, you just come in from working. That old night shift's cold and long. Come and sit yourself down at the counter while we rustle you up a song. You look like you could use just a little help or a warm and friendly smile. Well, very specialty here on the house. Don't charge you, believe in the country style. Well, there's railroad people from the north yards, business folks from town, waitresses talking at the table. Well, someone pass that salt on down. There's a hustle and bustle outside the window as the wide old world goes by. But here we take a little time for the chili, good old chicken fry. So feast your eyes on the cakes and pies, taste the flavor of delight. Have you a cup of good, good coffee, it'll turn your world around right. When you're out and you're looking for down home cooking, well, you won't have far to stray. There's a star on the edge of Fort Worth, Buffy's Quality Cafe. Well, there's a star on the edge of Fort Worth, Buffy's Quality Cafe. Now Buffy, she runs the business, and she knows just what to do. When no customer hears a stranger, some are just passing through. Some come in every morning, some are loud and some are shy. She sees them all as a family, a twinkle in her eye. So feast your eyes on the cakes and pies, taste the flavor of delight. Have you a cup of good, good coffee, it'll turn your world around right. When you're out and you're looking for down home cooking, well, you won't have far to stray. There's a star on the edge of Fort Worth, Buffy's Quality Cafe. Well, there's a star on the edge of Fort Worth, Buffy's Quality Cafe. Potatoes and chicken fried steak. We got homemade coconut cream. We got fresh fruit flavors and flapjacks. Oh, you think you're in a dream. So where the moose looks down from the heavens and the bobcat stares above, you find the big old flavor of Texas served up with a little love. So feast your eyes on the cakes and pies, just the flavor of delight. Have you a cup of good, good coffee, it'll turn your world around right. When you're out and you're looking for down home, edge of Fort Worth, Buffy's Quality Cafe. Well, there's a star on the edge of Fort Worth, Buffy's Quality Cafe.
Thank you. company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Life Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana. Hello, family of Jim Rogers. WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio. Today, we welcome Allison Popieski of Attack Theater. She'll preview a family fun workshop taking place on December 8th. She'll be here at 7:50. At 8:20, Bill Humphrey of the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum will talk about its holiday show. We have storyteller Mike Perry with us to preview the December 16th Tell Pittsburgh Winter Olio. Also, during our Youth Express segment at 10 o'clock, we have two high school students from Keystone Oaks to talk about their activities with real-world scholars, and we also have a classical ensemble from Youth Chamber Connection. And then, just after 11 o'clock, an acoustic performance from Sarah Halter. All on today's Saturday Light Brigade, with a pop quiz coming up in just moments.
I was down for the count. I was out of commission. I was having a bad day. I was definitely in a precarious position. But if you ask me how I'm doing now, this is what I'd say. Say I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. Things are looking off, is what the bluebird sings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. Was feeling uninspired and so unmotivated. My get up and go is gone. But staring at the walls is just so overrated. So I finally got back out of bed to sing this song. And I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. I don't mind getting up when the doorbell rings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. But every day that passes, I'm feeling just a little bit better. My outlook is significantly improved. You know, I never was a real go-getter. But now I feel I'm finally getting back in the groove. And I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. I even took the time to change my ukulele strings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. Feeling unenthused and depressed. Heed my advice, it's more than just a theory. Take a shower, comb your hair, and get dressed, and you'll be slowly getting back into the swing of things. Actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. Things are looking up, is what the bluebird sings. I'm slowly getting back, slowly getting back, slowly getting back into the swing of things.
Dean Friedman getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Slowly getting back into the swing of things. From his latest album called American Lullaby. And we started today's program with a song from the late Bill Staines. Bill passed away on December 5th, 2011, at the age of 74, a gifted songwriter and performer. Perhaps best known for All God's Critters, Got a Place in the Choir. The song played many times here on the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll have more from Bill throughout today's program. And as you probably heard yesterday, the death of Michael Nesmith of the Monkees announced, and we'll try our best to have a few songs in his honor today, too. I hope you had a good week. Thank you to a few folks who were kind enough to send me a birthday card. My birthday was Tuesday. And Ricky and I had a great time. We had a chance to hear a jazz trio Tuesday night, which was eventually augmented by some jam session participants. But really a great evening. Antonio Cruz played piano, and also that evening George Hyde III played drums, and Paul Thompson played double bass, and we saw some of their young students as well as those musicians. Reggie Watkins stopped by with trombone. It was a really great evening. Also, our staff spent time at Manchester Academic Charter School this week working with 7th and 8th graders as well as 6th graders in our youth media program designed to show mastery of academic subjects. We planned our next year's worth of work with the Mary Jane Berger Foundation. No relation. The foundation devoted to celebrating the beauty and usefulness of herbs. And we have some great new podcast episodes coming up as part of that relationship. We worked on an overhaul of our website that will debut in 2022. And a lot of progress was made on our Youth Media Center just outside of the window in front of me. The new footprint of our front entrance is now in place, so we're excited about that. Let's give you a chance now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time now to see if you can solve this morning's pop quiz. And today our pop quiz is a high clue, so listen carefully. You're about to hear a poem that also serves as today's puzzle. It's a high clue, and it's mathematical in nature. And it asks you to come up with the answer to the following. Number of Great Lakes plus cards in a pinnacle deck minus 22. So again, that's number of Great Lakes plus cards in a pinnacle deck minus 22. A simple answer, and we hope you'll consider sharing it with us. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. We would love to hear from you. You can guess by telephone or text. 412-200-5975. That is our pop quiz for this morning. Good luck.
All day I faced barren ways without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, throats burned dry and souls that cried for water, cool, clear water. The nights are cool and I'm a fool, each star's water, cool water. But with the dawn we'll wake and yawn and carry on to water, cool, clear water. We'll keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sands with water. Dan, can you see the big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? Calling cool, clear water. The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water. He'd like to rest where there's no quest for water, cool, clear water, cool, clear water. Against time.
I built a railroad, and now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, bricks and mortar and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, boy, gee, will it swell, filled with that Yankee doodly dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember, you called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Kaukonen, who was in Pittsburgh this past week. I understand he had a great show. You also heard something new to our library, Peter Keen, and the song Cool Water. That album just added to our library this past week. Blues, ballads, cowboy songs. Its name. Hello to Jim in Crafton Heights. He got the correct answer to our puzzle. Our high clue this morning. Also, Charlie got it right away. Good morning, Charlie. And John, good morning to you out in Baden. It's always great to have you here so early. And he got the correct answer as well to our high clue, as did Stu in McCandless. And Tom in McCandless. Tom was listening to SLB Live earlier this morning, which is here 24/7 at slbradio.org/listen or via the TuneIn app 24/7. We have past live SLB performances. He mentioned how much he was enjoying listening to Steve Pellegrino today. who was featured earlier today. He got the correct answer and showed all of his work. Let's see if you can come up with the correct answer to our high clue. Did you try it yet? Number of Great Lakes plus cards in a pinochle deck minus 21. Trying to think of what would inspire one to write such a high clue. Number of Great Lakes plus cards in a pinochle deck minus 22 should give you an answer. What inspired me to write it in part was playing pinochle with my 1899 born grandfather, who has since passed, but he was born December 6th, 1899, and all growing up, he would teach us how to play pinochle, and there was a time when I really understood the game and played quite well, although I have long forgotten the rules. And I knew the deck was different than a traditional deck of cards, and I had to remind myself by doing a little research before creating today's high clue. Do you remember how a pinochle deck works? That's probably the hardest part of the high clue, to know what that number is. I'll share it with you in just a moment. You can still share your answer if you care to. 412-200-5975. Good morning to Eric and Clarion. Nice to have you with us. And we'll try to do our best to get your request on if we have it. Thank you for being here. Now, were you able to come up with the answer to this morning's high clue? Well, the number of Great Lakes, that's 5. Cards and a pinochle deck, that was the hardest part. A pinochle deck consists of, for each suit, you have 9, 10, jack, queen, king, and ace. Just the highest cards. 9, a 10, and then the face cards and the ace. So there's 6. Those 6 cards. But there are 4 suits, so that's 24. And then with pinochle, there are 2 cards of each suit. So those 6 cards, ace, king, queen, jack, 10, and 9, that's 6. So those 6 cards times 4 suits is 24, times 2 of each is 48. Got it? So number of Great Lakes is 5 plus 48 is 53. Minus 22 is 31. So if you came up with 31 as the answer, that was our pop quiz for this morning. Well done. A Saturday Light Brigade charge for you. We'll have another pop quiz at the same time next week.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Carried away, put your hand on that plow, hold on, hold on, hold on, put your hand on that plow, hold on. Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. In Jesus' name, put your hand on that plow. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Put your hand on that plow. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Put your hand on that plow. Slip a little shoes on you. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Put your hand on that plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Put your hand on that plow. Hold on.
O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Good morning to Jeremy. Nice to chat with you. Jeremy, we'll try to get to your request as soon as we can. I'm working also on a request that Eric made this morning. Charlie just shared a reminiscence about an aunt, also born in 1899. I mentioned my grandfather Berger, born in that year, and indeed, he was always a year older than the calendar. Given that he was born in 1899, and his birthday was the day before mine, so we always celebrated those together, which is one reason I probably thought about him this week, in addition to the pinnacle cards I mentioned earlier. I do know I was about the only five-year-old that played pinnacle, thanks to him, or pinnacle, as we would call it.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Now, here comes this morning's history riddle. She was born December 11th, 1926, in Montgomery, Alabama, with the first name Wilma May. Her last name is the same as the first name of the author of Our Town, the play. She had her biggest hit in 1953 with a song written by Lieber and Stoller that is better remembered for a version done in 1953 by a chart-topping rock and roller. May I offer it again? She was born December 11th, 1926, in Montgomery, Alabama, with the first name Wilma May. Her last name is the same as the first name of the author of Our Town, the play. She had her biggest hit in 1953 with a song written by Lieber and Stoller that is better remembered for a version done in 1953 by a chart-topping rock and roller. That's our history riddle this morning. Good luck to you. We hope you'll take a chance at coming up with the correct answer. Your guess is welcome at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty skies, my love. To the dark and empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there my command. The first time ever I lay with you and felt your heart beat close to mine, how joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time. And last till the end of time.
I'm caught in a trap.
A group called Hazy Dixie requested by Carl, Eric and Clarion wanted us to play Hazy Dixie. They do bluegrass or country oriented arrangements of a lot of pop tunes, including that one. Made famous by the rock and roller referred to in our history riddle, you also heard Peggy Seeger in The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. She was born December 11th, 1926 in Montgomery, Alabama. With the first name Wilma May, her last name is the same as the first name of the author of Our Town, the play. She had her biggest hit in 1953 with a song written by Lieber and Stoller that is better remembered for a version done that same year by a chart-topping rock and roller. That's our history riddle, 412-200-5975. We'll leave things open for a little bit. Actually, the well-known rock and roller, I said 1953. I think his recording was in 1956. In fact, I know it was in 1953. Our history riddle had the hit with it in 1953. But the bigger hit that most folks recognize was from 1956. Correct answer from Tom and McCandless. And Linda came up with it as well. I'm checking for text messages right now. Holly also came up with the correct answer. And hello back. Holly talked to Ricky. And thank you for your birthday greetings. And it looks like Mark has the correct answer. We're looking for a song that I think you'll probably recognize, and the artist maybe not as much, but the song is Hound Dog, and the artist is Big Mama Thornton. Big Mama Thornton, who had the big hit with the Lieber and Stoller song, her last name, the same as the first name of the author of Our Town, the play, Thornton Wilder. She was born December 11th, 1926, in Montgomery, Alabama. And in 1952, she recorded this song, and we'll play it in a second. It was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. She had a big hit with it, selling 500,000 copies. It spent 14 weeks in the rhythm and blues charts, including 7 at number 1. The song Hound Dog would be recorded over 250 times, and in 1956, Elvis Presley ended up recording it, and the song became a bit more associated with him, although she had the very first hit with it. It sounded like this.
And the golden rule. One night they made a secret plan to celebrate across the land. They whispered in a secret tongue, not understood by everyone. Atterdy say, ait nay, in our arm bay, ing bray, ood vay, air way, ostrom skay, ig pay, atten lay, oka pay, and stay. Time, two by two, the animals pranced, getting ready for the dance. Uxtay, orsisay, eastay, ixpay, ickenstay, owlsay, oolsmay, adsay, others may, abies may, you don't say. For miles around, they all came to the party. Ickpay, attenlay, okapay, and stay. Pay, attenlay, okapay, and stay. Pay, attenlay, okapay, and stay. Umkay, enway, av, hay, some unfay. Getting hot. him walk, Mackie was sleeping, not. Turns out when old Mac was young, Pig Latin was his favorite tongue. Ig pe atinle okape and stay, ig pe atinle okape and stay, ig pe atinle okape and stay, umke and way have hey some unfay. To dance with a polka dot shirt and polka dot pants. He twirled one animal after another till the whole barn shook with a flutter. Ig pay atinle okape and stay, ig pay atinle okape and stay, ig pay atinle okape and stay, umke and way av hey some unfe.
There you've got Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser with the Pig Latin polka dance, and that especially was played for Carl, who wanted to hear Jeremy wanted to hear a polka this morning. Jeremy, we'll see if we can find another polka or two for you, but that one came to us right away. I just texted ourselves, and I did not get my text. And I noticed we didn't have any text messages from our last game, which is very unusual. Normally, we have quite a few text messages. So if you texted us and didn't hear your name acknowledged, it's because we didn't get your text, and I suspect it's not your issue, it's ours, that for whatever reason our text, incoming text messages are jammed. I'll try to take a look at that during our station break coming up to see if I might be able to do anything about it. Meanwhile, I want to take a moment to let you know that our year-end fundraiser topped $19,000. In fact, we are now at $19,001 with just a few weeks to go towards the end of the year. 132 people have contributed $19,001. Donations have ranged from $5 to $1,000. Our year-end goal is $50,000. Last year, we raised just a little over $40,000. We hope that you'll consider making a contribution. If you like the kind of radio you hear here Saturday mornings, the reason we're able to bring it to you is quite simple. We reflect listener interests, and we don't have to base what we do here on advertising success. It's part of a long, trusted public radio model that has existed since 1948 in this country. Listeners support programming that they find stimulating, interesting, entertaining, educational. By doing so directly, they help ensure its continued success. Other models, instead, have programming created to lure listeners to hear advertising messages. That's not the reason we're here at all. We're here to reflect community needs, what you would like to hear, and also to try to provide a public service at the same time. If you enjoy the Saturday Light Brigade, you know the reason why, and if it's within your budget to make a contribution, we hope you won't let this moment pass by. You can phone us at 1-888-752-7234. 1-888-752-7234. Ricky or I will gladly process your contribution. You can also use the same number at 412-200-5975 by telephone to reach us. I should check. That number should be working just fine. Better yet, go to slbradio.org/donate. There you can find everything you need to make a contribution by PayPal, Amazon, a credit card of your choice, or simply by sending a check. Our address is SLB, P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. Thank you for your support if you've already made a contribution. If not, consider doing so today. We have these campaigns simply to remind you once per year and also to give you the opportunity to make a first-time donation. A lot of folks have never realized that we are supported by individual listeners. That's why we have these campaigns, 412-200-5975. Thank you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cat just goes moo. The dogs and the cats that take up the middle. The honeybee hums, the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs and the old coyote howls. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got now. Listen to the top where the little birds sing, and the melody with the high notes ring, and the hoot owl hall is over everything, and the jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The possum ain't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got. It's a simple song, a living song every. The ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove. Oh, God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got. Oh, God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got now. It's all God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything they got.
The late Bill Staines at the Saturday Light Brigade, who passed away just last week at the age of 74, leaving lots and lots of songs, including that one, which is a favorite of many, many people. All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir. We'll have more from Bill throughout today's radio program and are glad you have had a chance to get to know him, as are we, over the years.